metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence with Prince, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour. We are going to be discussing something really important tonight, so I hope everyone is tuning in. By the way, I should mention this is on the West Coast, the 20th of September, 2010, and on the East Coast, it's now the 21st of September, same year, and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world. You may find this very interesting as well tonight. Before I go into this topic, I'm going to go right ahead and bring tonight's guest on the air. He is a host of his own talk radio show, The Story Behind the Story, heard Monday through Friday on the Micro Effect Network. And he is also an author, a naturopath, a PhD, a musician, and my good friend, our regular Monday night guest, Dr. A. Truat. True, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Don. How was your weekend, sir?
Oh, crazy. Lots happening. Lots happening, but I got a lot of research done. Really made some interesting discoveries. And above and beyond all that, you know, I wanted to actually breach a topic that we've discussed over the past week on this show quite a bit. You were part of those broadcasts that we did last week. We talked about the reality of flying saucers. We talked about the reality of interplanetary space travel. We talked about the various species that have inhabited the Earth on and off for many, many years. And certainly on this show, because of my relationship with one General Jeremiah, and his calling into the show twice in 2009, once on May 29th, the second time on July 28th, we got some astounding information about who is out there in the universe. And let me tell you, the charades going on in Washington, D.C., the charades going on in Wall Street, on the mainstream media, through the pharmaceutical companies, in the Gulf of Mexico, the hurricanes, all of this means absolutely nothing in light of what's been going on pretty much since a broadcast that I did again in 2009 on August the 25th. You that may sound familiar to you. I'm not certain you were on that broadcast, but nevertheless, you got to hear little snippets of what was going on. We had I and many people in Ohio and in the Toronto, Ontario, Canada area had witnessed a massive, expedient chemtrailing of the skies to block our view of what was going on in the upper atmosphere. There was a space war going on. And certainly because of what we saw, the various fighter craft that were being sortied out of an under Lake Erie base, as well as from outlying areas in Michigan, and I'm certain in Ohio and other states, wherever we had tactical fighter planes that had anti-gravity, they were engaged in this battle. I gave an account of a meeting that took place to mediate tensions between what's been historically known as the MJ-12 group. It's actually a larger group than that, and it has some extra players, if you want to call them that, participants. A general in that meeting made reference to listening to this radio show quite regularly. And the meeting was to quell a disturbance between the black ops factions of the military, and we're speaking on an international basis now. We're not speaking of any one country, but we're talking about those that have aligned themselves with reptilian, gray, and other nefarious groups. I want to give you a chance to comment on this before I give you the update. So go ahead. Be the guest that you are tonight.
Well, I'm just sitting here very anxious. I had some communication, too, with General Jeremiah last week, not solicited, other than he said something big was in the works. I and a few others were chosen to be part of this, and I just basically said, I just love to learn. I want to witness, and I want to see this. And the fact, of course, that this so-called federation, is, you know, as he calls it, are Christian, you know, worlds, that Christ is divine, not only in this planet, but throughout the galaxy. I think that's a comforting thought, that we're on the right team here, John. But I can
throughout the universe, actually.
Yeah. The proof to me is witnessing. I mean, I hate to be a doubting Thomas, you know, but I just don't have the reference points that I would like. I trust that General Jeremiah is everything he says he is. He sure is articulate, and he has no reason to doubt him. But, you know, I got to see myself that we can do this stuff. But I'm open minded. I'd love to. I can't wait to have my ticket punched.
Well, if I can just make a general comment that through the years that this has been going on this planet, and this is going on other planets as well, does that make this situation any more valid? Not unless you have more of the facts, and there's only so much we can handle in an hour show, but we can take this topic up night after night on the show until the message gets through to people. Certainly, the ufology websites are the most visited, probably after pornography, on the Internet. And there's a reason for that, because people have seen many things. People know in their hearts that there's something else going on here, and none of what we're hearing makes sense. They take any politician involved in an election and turn them into the next Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, Anna Nicole Smith. It doesn't matter who, what idol du jour people are worshiping. They regurgitate these mindless stories, and it's, do you expect anything less or more from politics? I don't know what the proper word would be. Do you expect anything more from politics, probably, or less? Because in a sense, it's a dichotomy, the whole process of this illusion that these people are representing our interests, our needs, our concerns. They're giving us a voice. Let's call it what it is. It's smoke and mirrors, a shell game. Nothing but an endless stream of Ponzi schemes. You wonder why you and I and some other journalists have recently come under attack? Mindless, senseless attack, by the way, by these same black ops groups that I've referred to. Because we're hitting the target bullseye every time. Because we're right on the money, and we're exposing the truth to people, and they do not want the truth to come out. You cannot hide for very long, folks, what is going on right now. I've reported that there are many ships coming to this planet from outer space. People will say, well, where are they? You know, why aren't they flying around in front of my windows, you know, by my house or my apartment? Why aren't they coming to where I work? Why don't they make themselves present and just show us, oh, yeah, we're here, we're here, we're here? Well, then you're going to get the people, and the propagandized media is going to say, well, you know, these are now holograms, the government's testing holograms. as a national security measure. They'll come up with, they'll make something up. And it really doesn't matter because their time is about up. But the stage of life on planet Earth is about to take a very big turn. And the direction it takes is going to depend upon people's willingness, even you, Drew, if you're not certain, you have to do what you can to become certain. Okay? I'm a voice. I'm one
Well, don't get me wrong, Don. I'm not saying that life doesn't exist out there, because I'm be foolish not to say that. I'm just saying that in the subjective account of General Jeremiah, I'm taking it on his word, but I don't know 100% until I witness it myself. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm not attacking you or challenging you. I'm just saying I can tell you that that there's overwhelming evidence that this is occurring. Now, there is an invasion of this planet taking place, and I would suspect that the military, our military here in the United States, by and large, the general populace of the military doesn't know that this is going on. This is being kept a secret even from them. There are nonstop space battles going on day and night. Now, people can see these at night. I've been informed that people can get some night vision goggles or night vision binoculars or night vision photographic equipment, and you can see this in the nighttime sky. There are a few people who have been filming this. I'm not one of them. I just heard about this particular technique that they're using, but I've seen these things. I've seen them before. So with the naked eye, not even with the goggles, okay? Night vision goggles are going to filter out unwanted light noise and allow people to see what's going on. Thousands of ships are coming into the realm of this planet. This is serious. This is one of the most important topics I have brought up on this show. I've known about this for 3 days, but I've also known about this for a whole year. August 25th was the first year anniversary of the event that I described where there was a reptilian MJ-12 type confrontation that was going on. The military assets controlled by this private secret group of people were used to battle a group that's got a base on the moon, and they're on many other planets, and they're raiders. You want to talk about piracy? The pirates that that we have, this is nothing new, folks. This goes on throughout the universe. This thing of hijacking ships and stealing and stealing from the people and murdering people and controlling societies like slaves. It's done in secret because it's sinister. And it's time that the whole truth about it comes out. I've been asked to share this information. I didn't have to have my arm twisted to share it, though. Certainly, this is important. Now, I've not been disproven on any of the other information I've given. In fact, it's quite accurate. And some of the generals at that particular meeting asked the general who was brought in to mediate the problem between MJ-12 and the reptilians, to mediate it and to put an end to it. And you know what NASA tried to do? They tried to crash and burn a satellite into a base that's set up on the dark side of the moon. Their intention was not to see if they could find water. I mean, come on. Wouldn't they ask BP to go up there? They seem pretty good at digging holes and causing all kinds of planetary problems. Let BP go search for water. No, their interest was to explode that satellite and try to destroy that base because they had radioactive fuel on the satellite, likely plutonium, okay? And it went wrong. The satellite wasn't permitted to crash into the moon. That whole thing went wrong. And it was caught on videotape, and it was posted on YouTube showing the head of that project picking up his briefcase and storming out of the room with a scowl on his face. because they had failed to destroy other beings. They had failed to destroy their claimed territory, and possibly, who knows what would happen to the moon. These people are mad and they're insane. Those that are people, and we have to address that issue. Absolutely have to address that issue. Nothing that is being covered by the mainstream media has anything to do with the reality of what's going on a planetary scale, on a solar system or a galactic scale, or on a universal scale. Absolutely nothing other than just their senseless games and propaganda. So I think you can sense the seriousness in my voice tonight about this. You're free to comment, Troop.
Yeah, I'm just soaking it in, Don. I have a few questions. Who specifically asked you to broach the subject, if I may ask? Was it other members of the Federation, or just
when I was given the information, it rang true with what I've been discerning has been taking place over the past year, and really over the past about 13 months. In 5 days, it'll be 13 months since this other incident that I described. There's been some very erratic chemtrail spraying. Chemtrails, by and large, are being sprayed underneath severe cloud cover in one thick plume, or they're being sprayed like dotted lines. And I'm seeing this in many areas, and I'm hearing this from other people that I'm talking to that are seeing the same type of phenomenon. What that entails, you know, without getting samples of what they're spraying, is another issue. I've listened to a number of shows recently where they're trying to debunk certain very credible analyses of events that are occurring with governments, events that are occurring in regard to illegitimate people holding public office in various parts of the world, not just here. And I have been watching this issue very closely. I've discovered many, many photographic anomalies that show that people who are presenting or representing themselves as friends of mankind, friends of the health industry, friends of science, true science, friends of the truth, are out there spreading their lies, trying to defame people in the process, and that's part of this to draw or divert our attention. You see, the bottom line is when somebody starts making slanderous, libelous, defamatory remarks about me or any of my friends, including you, I have to ask myself, okay, what is the subject matter that is most sensitive here? What has got them so riled up that they have to attack our character? We're reporting facts. We're debunking history. Credibly debunking history. We're showing the lies that we've been told in history. We're showing the conspiracies, not the theories. I'll tell you, yesterday I listened to George Knapp on Coast to Coast and his guest, and it was two propaganda masters spinning the spin back and forth, and a couple of really bright, sharp, intuitive callers called into the show and basically said, it's so obvious that this whole show is nothing but propaganda, that you're all defending the nation of Israel as if this is some worthy cause, the only cause on this planet. Stop and think. Why is everything Israel, 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 Israel? There are other countries on this planet, are there not? There are many billions of people outside of Israel or outside of Zionism, or Nazism, or communism, or fascism. Why is it that they have to be screaming that they're being mishandled, that they're being shortchanged, and they control everything? They're the instigators of the violence and the corruption and the murder. and they're on Wall Street, and they're in Washington, D.C., sitting in government offices, and they're in the banks, and they're in the pharmaceutical companies, and they're in the oil companies, and they're in the educational systems. They're in the medical communities, dictating to people how they are still unhappy with what happened in World War II. Or they can go back to the days of Moses, and they'll find reason to still be unhappy about that. But Moses isn't around, okay? So they can't even sue him, okay? They can't sic the ADL after him, or the B'nai B'rith, or any of these secret organizations that are nothing but lobbying mechanisms to bribe and blackmail and extort our alleged leaders. They've infiltrated these groups, and there's somebody pulling their strings, and I've been pointing that out, and we've had one come at us very recently, haven't we? Making groundless, insane charges. Okay? You take just the charges he's been making alone, and you can see the story shifts from one day to the next. First he's being blamed for being something, then he's blamed for doing something, then he blames somebody else for doing it, and then he blames you for doing it, and then he blames me for something else. And nobody seems to grasp the pure evil that drives these people. It's time, okay, if you're going to say you love Christ, you know God, you love God, then you have to stand up and start take everybody. I'm not saying you, true. One must do that. One must finally get it in their skin that they have to bring out this message. This is not science fiction. This is not the movies. This is not the cartoons. This is really going on. It's really going on. This I've been tracking thousands of ships for the whole last year, but I've been tracking them a lot longer than that. And they're coming in mass. There are even groups now, true, that they haven't been identified. They don't even know where these people are from and who they're aligned with. They won't even identify themselves. So please comment. Don't mean to sound like I'm
wrong. I'm not up to speed. I'll admit you've got information that you've received. I'm not privy to that, unfortunately, so I really don't know what to comment on, Don. I trust that it's right, but I just I'm kind of at a loss here. Let's be specific. What exactly is on the agenda?
Well, if you haven't noticed, and I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek here, the past year, there's been quite a bit of information about the reality of our galaxy, of our universe, of this planet coming out. Mm-hmm. What is it that we've been hearing nonstop? Have we not heard misstatements and misquoting of scientific truths and scientific facts? We've heard total lies made up to create Ponzi schemes on Wall Street and in the banks. The global warming, or, you know, we have to have carbon tax, that everybody leaves a carbon footprint and that CO2 is dangerous. That's the biggest lie. One of the biggest lies ever told on this planet. Another lie is that we're alone and that there's not intelligent life. Listen to the people who are making this claim. Look at what they do and who they are. How can we even say that they have the authority to speak those words on our behalf? That somehow that they could come to a determination. You're talking about crooks, criminals, pathological criminals that are telling us the reality of what's going on in this planet, or that we all have to get a vaccination, or we have to be chipped. And you see, that the way they're acting, the way they're reacting to the fact that the truth is coming out shows that they're afraid. Their mechanisms and their ways are all of fear, and they do whatever they can to put the fear and the guilt trip on us for the things that they mastermind, the things that they do, which is all counterproductive to what God created. We've been over this a million times.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond me why people can't connect those dots. They say one thing today, tomorrow it's the total opposite. Which one is true? It doesn't really matter because they're going to pass a law that says something else, and then they're not following the law, and they create a bunch of other laws, and then they create a victim, and they make a spectacle of that person on the media until they figure they've melted every cell and every nanoparticle out of it, and that it won't fly anymore, and then they create another one. They're doing this over and over. Don't people see that happening? Don't they recognize this pattern? Why is it? What is it they're so afraid of? Is they're afraid of us waking up and realizing what is really going on now and what has been going on for eons, and that all that is going to change, and it's changing now. That's their biggest fear, is that they'll be found out and it's game over. And I've said this on past shows. It is game over now for them. It's just that their propagandized media hasn't let us know. Well, you know what? We don't really need to pay attention to them. It's like the kid crying fire in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people get sick of it. And when the fire comes, are you going to credit the little boy? Or is everybody going to run and scream? Everybody is in a reactive mode, and nobody is proactive. So, the reason I say this is because it's there. Why is it that they have to call us wingnuts and freaks and wackos? And it's name calling. Why do people pay attention to the name calling? You know, when you call someone pathological, okay, there's a meaning to that word. Pathology has a pattern, does it not? In the medical science, what does a pathologist do?
Well, studies abnormalities.
Well, I mean,
cancer cells.
You know, if we can't see that this is abnormal, to say that they're bringing peace, they're bringing prosperity. Do you know that they're now saying that they never did call it a depression. You know, they said we're in a state of financial emergency, but they're saying it's over. They're actually putting this out on the news that all this financial stuff is over now. The corruption is still going on. None of the monies that they've stolen has been replaced. They are murdering journalists, okay? But Leonard Horowitz is not the person to bring that story out. I can tell you. And when
speaking
when
of story,
the real Leonard Horowitz.
Found, yeah.
What's that?
Christopher Story's not even dead. Yeah. Speaking of the story.
Oh, yeah. Christopher Story's not dead. He's not dead.
He just surfaced in Toronto. I understand. So.
Oh, I don't know about that. I hadn't heard that, but. People will say lots of things. I do my homework in that regard. And I can tell you that my intuition tells me that it's a hoax. It's as much a lie as the story they're telling about Don Harkins. And people will see the satellite, the type of satellite that was used. The one they used no longer exists. People will see the type of satellite that they used. To take out Don Harkins, to irradiate him with ungodly amounts of radiation in a very short time. How am I responsible for that? And who is Len Horowitz to come out and make that statement that I am? Or that you are of Chris Story? Seems to me the whole problem that he had in the beginning was somebody put his name on a Knights of Malta list. You know? How does that equate to murder? You know, unless the list identifies the murderers. You know, we're talking about a secret society. Go ahead.
Who was the guest on Nori's Coast to Coast that was propagandizing Israel?
His name was I would say he was sticking up for Israel. David Aronovich was his name, and he was. I have to just tell you that someone called up and made a very, very accurate, historically accurate and sensible comment about the reality of Zionism, and that David Aronovich himself, who he calls himself a Jew, is basically laying out this thing that if you're not Jewish, then you are an enemy of the Jews. You are an enemy, therefore, of Israel. Well, there were Jews here in America that don't give a damn about Israel. They don't care about Israel. They don't care about the political ideology and the plans of the Illuminati. They don't care about that. The Hasidic Jews in New York hate the Zionists. They hate this whole fraud that's being perpetrated upon
their
own people.
Need to also just talk about the realities. You know, the Western world is fear-mongering about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, and of course the same lies and innuendos are being propagated about Tehran and Iran. But what about the reality of what's going on in Israel? I just, you know, there's a well researched intelligence report about what's going on in Israel, the camp of Dimona. They're making plutonium, enriched plutonium, out the yazoo there. This has all been a lie. It's from the days of David Ben Gurion. They described Dimona as just a harmless little textile factory, but the intelligence reports the Dimona Center actually produces 40 kilograms of weapons-grade plutonium every year, and has been doing so for at least 10, if not 20 years. The entire facility is protected by incredibly complex anti-aircraft defenses. Well, where is Dimona at? It's located 8.5 miles from the town of the same name, Dimona, Israel. It's given that 4 kilograms of weapon-grade plutonium, ladies and gentlemen, takes 4 kilograms of weapons-grade plutonium to use to make one huge nuclear weapon. Israel produces enough plutonium at Dimona to construct 100 and 200 nuclear weapons each and every year. Do the math. It also produced, according to this intelligence report, 170 kilograms of lithium-6, which produces about 220 kilograms of lithium-6 deuterium deuteride. Well, what does that mean? 6 kilograms are needed to conduct a thermonuclear weapon. They can make as many as 35 thermonuclear deuteride weapons, not to mention the lasers that can be used as satellite deployment to such things as offshore drilling rigs. Okay? Well, you know, just take a look at Dimona. The reactors there, the centrifuges, they have a Machion 1 reactor. It's a dome structure. You can see it there. This was built in France, Machion 1. Machion 2 is a processing plant where it takes plutonium from the reactor. Yeah, and here we're worried about, the West is worried about Ahmadinejad and his craziness making 1 kilogram of enriched plutonium, where Israel is making enough for 200 major bombs, and we're supposed to think Israel's the good guys?
Well, it's true. You know, that point is very well taken. Let me say this, if I may, just briefly. Ahmadinejad may not have even made that statement. It's the Zionist media telling us that he did. You see, we need to suspect
even
every single word they say. Yeah,
Yeah. Even if he truly did, why should we worry about that when Israel has enough to blast the entire globe 1,000 times over? And in fact, you know, if you look at the military history now, there's many articles and books written about how the Israeli military has gone away from the Mossad complex, where, you know, they will never be driven into the sea again. They will protect their homeland, which is all, again, a farce, because these are not, these Khazars never even were in Mossad. They were never even in the Mossad complex, okay? No. That's all a huge propaganda blitz of false information in the first place, but they have now embraced what they're calling the Samson complex. And those of you who don't know the Bible story, Samson was this great, powerful hero of the Hebrews, where, you know, he had this huge amount of strength, and he confided in a female, Delilah, that his power came from God, came from his hair. And so Delilah went in quietly, you know, and cut it off and made him so that he was not powerful any longer. And my goodness, they blinded him and did all this to him. But the bottom line is, he took revenge on his enemies. He killed himself in mutually assured destruction, MAD, by taking the whole house of the construction down on his enemies. And so the Samson complex is simply, you don't give us what we want. If you don't play by our rules, we're going to take the whole world down with us. That's the reality of the Israeli power base. And I think a lot of what we're talking about here, why there's never any justice, why the Bernie Madoffs of the Federal Reserve and the world bankers, they never have justice, because I think there's a very real form of blackmail going on in the form of these strategic weapons. And you get your lackey congressmen and your Pelosi's of the harebrained world, and they're just saying, well, we're doing the best thing for America by, you know, letting them have their Ponzi schemes and letting them get away with murder. What's a small price to pay for keeping the mushroom clouds from blossoming over Los Angeles or Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very real form of that blackmail going on.
Yes, and this is an issue with the people on this planet, but it's also an issue off-planet. Because even the Hiroshima and Nagasaki atomic bombs were already significant enough in size to cause a great concern outside of this realm of life, right on this planet.
That's interesting. Interesting you should say that, Don, because that's exactly what Bill Cooper told me. And he says that in his book, is Behold the Pale Horse, that, you know, of course, he was tied into naval intelligence quite deeply. And he prints up in Behold the Pale Horse, just like you said, following the nuclear exchanges of Nagasaki and Hiroshima, a contingent of Federation, you know, alien forces came to President Truman and flat out laid it. I mean, it was Truman and Eisenhower following up and basically said, stop it, or...
Or...
has increased, and, you know, knock on wood, we haven't had another even small nuke per se, but it's the potential has never been more real than it is right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sort of rambled a bit, but to answer that question, I'm the one that proposed that I bring this information forth. This was confirmation of what I've suspected and what I've been finding photographic evidence of, and uh-huh. what I've been seeing with my own eyes and what others have been telling me they've been seeing. One of our listeners sent me a chat message that he's been seeing this phenomenon with his night vision goggles for the past month. This has been going on pretty steady since last August 25th. However, it has increased dramatically within the last 3 to 4 months. And anyone can go out in the dark and see this. It's not going to stop because you're watching it. They're not, they're not going to say, hey, wait a minute, they're watching us down there. We better stop this. This is an attempt to take over this planet, and it has brought in other forces. And these people have played Jeopardy, and they played Russian roulette with our lives for too many centuries, and it's time that it stops. Really, this is a game of Russian roulette, and we have the guns aimed at us. So I was encouraged that the whole of the Federation stands behind me revealing this information, that the people of the Earth have a right. That's my first thought, Drew. Why keep this secret from anyone? Why keep it secret? You know, a couple of years ago, we had quite a bit of information that there was going to be a nuclear attack on 7 cities. And we certainly can figure out who would be behind that. It's always the same players. And it was going to be blamed on Muslims because they want to instigate a race war. They want to instigate religious wars. And these people have not a religious cell in their body. They're demonic. They're absolutely evil. And they can call themselves what they want. It still doesn't change the fact that they're absolutely evil and that they're demonic and they're possessed and they're psychopathic. They lie and cheat and steal and murder and plunder, and they want to be God's people. What kind of God would even create such beings? No, they are the opposite of what they claim to be, just like their dialectical arguments and their dialectical plans for destroying this Earth. Because if they succeed in doing that to this Earth, next they're going to attempt to do the whole solar system, and they're kind of trying to set that up already. They're not telling us the truth about deep space travel and that's going on. Not at all. Where do they get the money for all of this? Where do they get that money? Is that where these stolen trillions are going? Because in the end, they could care less about somebody's West Palm Beach property or a Laguna in a Gale property along the ocean. They could care less about that because they've stolen all the gold. They've got their blood and their human flesh tucked away in Ziploc bags and in the freezers to take wherever they want to go and try to do the same thing over and over again. It's just a mundane, boring way of existence because they are pure filth and pure trash, the trash of the universe. They're like bacteria trying to survive, to create one more infection just for the thrill of it. I wish I could say something good about them, but I feel like my words are right on point. Go ahead, Drew.
Well, yeah, I'm just, I'm sure you listened to my show tonight with Ted Gunderson. He told the story of this Wisconsin, gentleman that came to California, and as he drove along the highways, of course, he had his gun on his hip, and told the story of witnessing some people dressed in black going off into the woods, and he went and rescued a woman that was being ritually sacrificed and saved her life and shot up the bad guys. I mean, that's a great story. Came out and killed, four of the perpetrators. And, I mean, do we need more of that? I mean, these people standing up and saying, this ain't happening. I love this story.
Yeah, most people,
it's great.
Yeah, most people would turn away from that and pretend like it never happened. I can tell you with great conviction, and you know Dr. Castle pretty well. He has seen these photographs. General Jeremiah has seen these photographs. The Federation has seen these photographs that I extracted from Google Earth. Now, I did not create Google Earth. You didn't create it, true. Mike Castle didn't. General Jeremiah didn't. The Federation didn't. But somebody created Google Earth, and they took pictures of everything on this planet. Pardon me?
I know who created Google Earth. It was Al Gore.
I knew there was a joke coming.
Had to be. He created everything.
Well, it's okay. What I found is that a large percentage, maybe 50% of everything that should be on Google Earth has actually been fictionalized or masked or obfuscated in some manner, whether it's blacked out or, there are at least 7,000 oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico. And you go on Google Earth and look at a picture of it. I don't care if it's 2010, 2009, 2008. If anybody has the old editions, they can look at the pictures that they posted back then. And the water is blue, and you can see the underlying rock formations and the floor of the ocean. Okay, you can see this in many of the maps, but you don't see boats. You don't see the cruise ships. You don't see the sailboats or the fishing boats or the pleasure boats that are out there by the thousands and thousands. You don't see 7,000 oil derricks in any of those pictures. Those things, or platforms, those things don't move. They stay there. They're masked out. Why is that? So if they can do that with the water, certainly they can do that with the land. And they hide quite a number of really important facts. I've discovered secret alien bases in the mountains of Colorado. And those have been confirmed to be reptilian bases in Colorado. Not underground, maybe part of the base is underground, but I mean there were structures that are unlike anything a human mind would conceive. And to put it in a hideaway place in the upper reaches of the Colorado Rockies doesn't make any sense unless somebody's hiding. Okay? Now, there are similar pictures. Oh, by the way, when you go back the next year, those are masked out. But it's okay because we made plenty of copies of the original ones. And they are the exact same structures in appearance to some that are on the moon. Is that a coincidence that that's happening? I've heard numerous accounts that they're using modified ships to go up to the moon on a regular basis. They fly anybody they want up there. They got a guy in prison that comes out to fly these guys up in a modified SR-71. 45 minutes there, he's got to wait for the general to take care of his business. 45 minutes to come back into his cell he goes. I mean, that's the reality. That's all these people do. They want to shut people up, they put them in prison or kill them. Well, they need the pilot, so they put them in prison. That's the best option for them. They don't have to retrain a pilot. Now, for a lot of people, that's hard to grasp. But there are amateur astronomers that are capturing pictures of all kinds of structures on the moon. How did these structures get there? Why didn't we see these structures in past years? Why aren't we seeing what's going on Mars? Well, it reveals who's behind it and what their intentions are, as usual. It shows us the truth. So they can call us wackos and fringe nuts, or the David Aronoviches of the world can call a caller delusional because he merely points out the ridiculous statements made about 9/11 and that dynamiting the buildings would have caused, this guy was a demolitions expert, and he said dynamiting the building would have caused the whole thing to blow outward from the center. Dynamite all blows up at the same time when you set charges. It doesn't blow up one after the other. It has a tendency to all blow up simultaneously. We didn't see that. We saw a collapse, a systematic floor-by-floor collapse. We can argue that till we're blue in the face. We've proven our point. The thing is that these murderers should be arrested and prosecuted and convicted and executed for the crimes that they committed against humanity. It's as simple as that. They sure took their time working on the fake execution of Tim McVeigh, didn't they? Who wasn't even responsible for the Oklahoma City bombing. And in that case, we saw bombs hanging from the rafters inside the gaping hole of the building. CNN had to quick move the camera on that one. Now, there are triangular craft, which are in regularity engaging in these space battles that are occurring, and they're in the altitude of 100 to 200 miles up above the surface of the Earth. Okay? Mm-hmm. Anyone with night vision goggles can see this. You can, if you have a knack with, or night vision binoculars, if you have a way to adapt that to your camera, you can take pictures of it. You can take video of it. You can see it with the naked eye as well, if you have the vision to see that. I saw something last night that was quite anomalous, and it matches things. I brought up Google Earth because the craft that I saw matches images that I found hidden within Google Earth. And believe me, it's not like you go to the web page and you pull the page and move it around and adjust the magnification in or out. No, it's much more sophisticated than that because they've blacked these things out. They've intentionally darkened them or put them in shadows. Clouds can put shadows on the Earth, but they don't completely blacken out the surface of the Earth. Okay? So the satellite photo is not an exact or an accurate representation of what occurs when you take a picture of the Earth from a satellite. And they go in and they airbrush in clouds and stuff. And it was when I was looking at New Guinea, Papua New Guinea, that I became really interested. But I saw the creepiest looking mountain ranges that I've ever seen. And I've been doing this type of research for many years, Drew. Certainly as long as Google Earth has been out. And I can tell you that there are craft in caverns and gorges in Papua New Guinea, conical red craft sitting on top of hexagonal landing or launch pads with protuberances from the launch pad that appear to go underground, much like the tubes on Mars. Okay, I've seen this over and over. In fact, the Federation has seen these pictures. When the Federation investigated what might be going on there, they were attacked. Not once, many times. They're coming with fleets of 1,000 ships to engage in battle. And their problem is that their technology is quite antiquated, that the Federation has a right to protect itself. And really, they're of a mindset and a heart to protect the people of the Earth. If the people of the Earth would only wake up and realize what's going on. This is not a made-for-TV movie special, Drew. This is reality. This is the real thing that's going on. And people need to pay attention to it. So there's a secret group that doesn't want this information out. I could care less. And I'm sure many of our listeners could care less. This is the reality. This is what is really going on out there. I don't know how else to say it. Your comments, sir.
Well, I really don't have a comment yay or nay. I'm just going to go out and take a look myself and see what I can come up with, do my own research and if I see them, I hope they don't shoot me. I just hope they can beam me up first.
Yeah. Well.
So yeah, interesting information for sure.
Yes, and this isn't. I certainly hope no one thinks this is fearmonger type material coming out tonight. We know about Area 51. We knew about it for many years. They denied it and denied it. And it turned out that in the end, Area 51 existed. And so did S4. Okay? Now, if we go back in time and we remember when people were revealing that to us and everybody said, oh, this guy's nuts, he's nuts. But when they finally came out and admitted it, because allegedly the Russians produced some photographs, maybe that gave them an out. Maybe that story was, you know, it might as well have been Sorcha Fall. Disinfo agent,
right.
You know, an MI6 CIA psyop on the people. And all these websites that are begging for people to think of them as being credible are still publishing those articles. The same mindless claptrap over and over and over again. Well, I guess they got a flavor for everybody. That's how I have to look at it. But certainly there are people that are getting good amounts, sufficient amounts of the truth, and they're still falling for that crap. They're buying up these stories and they're regurgitated. These were going around. They were making the rounds 3 and 4 years ago. How many times do you need to see the Denmark slaughter of whales and porpoises and you know, and seals? How many of those bloody beach photos do you need to see? They're making the rounds again. They were out in January. They came out. people just don't get enough. Or I have to start thinking that the people that keep sending these things out, that they themselves are acting just like the typical disinformation agents. So then they are. They are that. That's the only conclusion I can draw, because they're not listening to the message. Yes, these are travesties if they're really happening. I would think, why aren't the people in Denmark rising to protest this? Why is it our problem in America to protest what's going on in Denmark? Or why is it our issue to protest what might be happening in Israel? When Israel's busy over here blackmailing everybody who's supposed to be representing us in the government. That's what's going on. And then blackmailing them, and what do? They give them $1 trillion, bail them out of the trouble they're in. It's the same group. All the dual citizens that run these corporations and run the big agencies in the government. They just lie over and over and over. And these other talk show hosts and their guests are coming on, pumping the propaganda and calling a man who gave one of the most eloquent monologues on what the reality of this whole Israel situation is. And Aronovich called him delusional. Just because you're delusional doesn't mean people have to believe you. Well, isn't that a character attack? Isn't he just doing the very thing that they're trying to do to us? I mean, they're not calling us delusional. They're calling us murderers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're calling you a murderer of a person that allegedly two other people killed before Horowitz killed them. You know, and all of that was related to his name being on the Knight of Malta list.
Yeah.
Okay. So we know who killed Don Harkins, okay? And there's a very interesting anomaly about this whole thing, because Horowitz dated an article that he wrote July 16th, 2 days after the alleged death of Chris Story, and the rest of the world found out 2 weeks later on July 30th. How did Horowitz find out about it on the 16th? How?
Good point.
He never showed any interest in the work of Christopher Story before. And he didn't refer to him as Christopher Story. He referred to him as Edward Harrell. Another interesting little twist. Okay? So the whole world is being played by this guy on this psyop, and his new Jewish girlfriend that's got over 400 aliases. That comes out of nowhere. She's supposed to be a Fox News reporter. Anybody in their right mind, it's claiming to be part of the alternative medical community or the alternative media, would run like that person has the plague if they came from mainstream media. But she did not come from mainstream media. Doesn't have the credentials and is just signing her name to Horowitz's demonic work. Clay Douglas on your show told the truth about what and who that man is. And it fits this whole scenario I'm painting a picture of tonight. Fits the whole scenario. As hard as that is, because people make an emotional investment when they buy a product from somebody over and over. Well, he did all these good things. Where did it get us? Where did it get us? The report on HIV and AIDS and who created it. Where, or anthrax or vaccinations. Where did it get us? Didn't get us anywhere, did it?
Not
that
at all.
Very person that did that wonderful altruistic thing so many times in his life, stabs some people in the back and slanders, defames, and libels them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Interesting.
There's the Hegelian dialectic right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
So we know who's behind that. That's obvious. And these
well,
people
Don, when,
are all...
When is your...
Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we have a bit of delay tonight. The communications on nights like this get strange.
okay. I just was wondering when your paper on this issue will be done.
Very, very soon. I'm tired of gathering facts, but I've sewn many of the facts together. It's compelling, very persuasive, but more than that, it's the truth. And it's going to show quite a bit. It's going to reveal some stuff that people are going to understand. I'm just making some general points here, you know, which are part of logical argument. How does a person that comes out making all kinds of attacks on other people find out news of something that didn't happen before the rest of the world, unless he's part of the apparatus? Or apparatchik, as Christopher Story used to say. But fret not, folks. Christopher Story's still alive. I know in my heart he is. And Don Harkins lives in our hearts. I can tell you that Ingrid Castle's been compromised also. There's no doubt
about
that.
What do you mean?
She's been compromised. She was left with a huge hospital bill, and you know, she has a reason for let's say just being rather passive. Ingrid, I've as long as I've known Ingrid, she's a fighter, and I'm sure she will fight about certain things. But there's no reason for her to fight for something that's totally made up. You know, so she's staying out of the way. And, you know, it's sad in a way to see that, because I have a lot of respect for her as a journalist and as the wife of my friend, now the widow of my friend, our friend, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if people want to see the truth, they're going to see it. They may not like what they see, but they're going to see it. You have my word on that, True.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Good.
Well, your show, The Story Behind the Story, airs Monday through Friday on The Micro Effect, and you now have two websites. We don't talk much about ME Minerals, do we?
We don't, but that's my business website, and you're welcome to check that out for any products. If you want the very best in water-soluble sublingually applied minerals, that's the place to look at.
Okay. And then you have a new site, which is sort of a blog site, or is, not
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah, there I posted my response to the libel of Horowitz and Cain, and it's just my Christian's response, and let people, again, get to the heart of the matter of what really is going on in this world of Khazarian Jews. And it's, again, my website just simply atrueot.com, www.atrueot.com. Check it out.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for being on tonight's show. I know you had a long day today, especially doing the two-hour show before you come on here. but I want to encourage the listeners to check out your show. Great to hear Ted Gunderson's voice again tonight. And
he's doing really well. It looks really good and very energetic. It's just wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. He's suffered the same insinuations and the same attacks, and even worse, for many years. And he's still hanging in there. So God bless him for what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely true, and he's a good man, no doubt about it.
Okay, true. Okay, well, I'm gonna let you go and say goodnight to our listening audience. So you take care, and till next week.
Yes, sir. Be safe, and God bless, and thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, and tonight's special guest, Dr. A. Truat. He'll be with us next Monday, so be sure to tune in. That is the 27th of November. In the meantime, we'd like to thank Windtalkers Radio Network for broadcasting the show either live or on an archive. Over at BBS Radio, Seth Hendrick on the sound, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night for another show. Tomorrow, actually, I haven't really officially scheduled a guest. That may change in the interim, but in the meantime, I've got plenty that I'm going to say, so be sure to tune in. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.